Greetings, everybody. Today I'm going to talk about how we can indirectly estimate the forage biomass. The future decade is going to be high throughput phenotyping, and a lot of importance is going to be on the remote sensing tools to estimate biomass. I'm a physiologist working with a weed breeding program to develop these methods. In southern Great Plains, winter annual grasses are commonly grown, and mainly because of the forage production. And these grasses are characterized with lot of green biomass in the winter months, when we do not have green biomass from the other crops. They can recover really well from the grazing, and that's a high nutrition value. In Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas, nearly 8.6 million hectares of wheat is grown annually. Out of that, nearly 30 to 80% of it is grazed. Apart from wheat, there are crops like barley, rye, triticale, and oat, which are commonly grown. And the choice of the crop depends mainly upon whether it's whether suitable for cultivation, or is there a better forage weight among these crops. And we wanted to be able to develop the precise methods to estimate the biomass. We had two locations looking at the studies: at Bushland, which is in the High Plains, and Lockett, which is in the Rolling Plains, Texas. We had these studies in 2014 and 2015. We looked at nearly 32 to 35 genotypes in both years, both locations, in a randomized complete block design. The planting was finished by the end of September or in early October. We did three clippings to compare with the in the direct methods. Once in fall, it's going to be in early December, and once in the winter, and also in the spring. The way we used to do was use about a feet of the wood. We used to clip about 1 feet at one location, and we used to do that at two different locations within the small plot. We used several indirect approaches in the process. Digital imaging. I took digital images from about 1 meter height and converted them to binary format. We used a green seeker to estimate the indirect methods, which has got an active source of light. The sensor is going to shed light at 660 and 730 nanometer wavelengths and sees how much of the light is reflected back. And we also had tested unmanned and manned methods, which I'll be briefly talking about. To give an idea about the NDVI sensor, which we used, has its own light source, as I said. It is going to output the NDVI value, one value per the plot. We were able to use this sensor any time of the day because it has got its own light source. The cloudy weather, the angle of sun is not going to affect how you're reading. And the readings are relatively quicker. I could walk on about 100 plots in less than 8 to 10 minutes. Each plot is about 15 feet long. And we tested the sensor on different platforms. The bare white board and the black board has relatively low reflectance. Bare soil about 0.167 and dried wheat straw about 0.14. Early in the season, we can see that the NDVI, the reflectance values we were getting, were very low. As you move along the season, the NDVI values were getting higher as we could see more biomass. And the technical repeatability of the sensor, what we found was really good. I took the data on the same plots within 5 to 10 minutes apart, and you can see that the technical repetition early in the season, mid-season, and the late season was really good. And also, we tested this on different studies at different locations. The repeatability of the sensor was really good. Looking at the results, these are the five species we looked at: winter barley, winter wheat, rye, triticale, and oats. The digital images and the counterparts of the processed images, they look really good. When we look at the comparison between the digital ground cover and the NDVI, the values look really good. It takes about 45 minutes to take photographs of about 100 plots, whereas with the Green Seeker, we can do it in within about 8 to 10 minutes. So the Green Seeker is relatively quicker and also reliable process. Also, it is the NDVI sensor was relatively better in trying to estimate the biomass growth, the dynamics. Here we are looking at bushland and locket in 2015, how the biomass is going to grow early in the season. In bushland, we had a very wet year and a lot of, we started with a lot of soil moisture, so we were not able to find much differences. But in locket, we can see that the barley was a little bit slower to take off. We were also able to identify the differences within each species. This is all wheat. You can see that the sensor is able to separate out the growth rates really well. And I have got an overlay of the entire seasonal NDVI data that we took on all the varieties: two barley varieties, winter wheat, three rye, triticale, and few oats. These are the NDVI data during the fall season, starting from about 9 days after planting to about 65 days, two times during the winter, and again four times during the spring. You can see that the red values here you see indicate lower NDVI values and lower biomass, and the green values indicate higher NDVI and higher biomass. All this is trying to say is that we were able to separate out the species and the genotypes really well, and the data indicates that rice were really good in winter and spring. Oats had very slow start. And also looking at the clipping data and NDVI correlations, this is the biomass yield in the vertical axis and average NDVI in the x-axis, 2014, 2015, bushland and locket. Early season biomass after fall clipping, the NDVI data correlated really well with the forage yield, which is a good sign. During the winter revival and regrowth, except for bushland in 2014 and locket in 2015, the correlations were really good. Here in bushland in 2014, we had a very hard freeze. A lot of oats had winter kill and they never recovered and they never survived. Here in 2015 at Lockett, instead of doing the hand clipping, we tried a machine harvest to see if we could estimate the biomass. I think there was a little bit of soil contamination, which is why I think the data is not looking good. Also, the spring regrowth looked very good in direct estimations. The correlations in all the times was really good. I've got the species-wise data for 4 years, bushland Texas 2014, Lockett in 2014, bushland in 2015, Lockett 2015. Each clippings, fall, winter, spring, and the total clipping data, and also the NDVI, the seasonal average NDVI. Look at the way the total biomass and the seasonal NDVI looked. Both of them are really consistent in picking the winners and also the losers. So which ones had higher biomass and lower biomass, the hand clipping and the NDVI data really correlated well. It is not only in the species, they were also able to separate out the genotypes really well. We were able to pick the highest yielding biomass were also correlated with high NDVI in bushland, also in the Lockett, also the low yielding ones. The important thing that I would like to point here is the CV of the hand clipping data is really, really high, which means that maybe when we clip at 2 inches or 3 inches, or clip a little bit more, add soil variability. Whereas the NDVI data had very little CV, so the methods are highly reliable and they can be comparable to the hand clipping data. What we understood was that having high data is really useful, because after the canopy saturation, the NDVI is not going to differentiate. So the high data would add a lot of meaning. And we are in the process of putting multiple sensors together with the help of Jared and Poland. And we also have been able to get some high throughput phenotyping by the manned aeroplane. And the data looks really good. The ground-based NDVI and the aerial-based NDVI, they look really good. And we maybe in the future be able to test these methods a lot more often. With this, I would like to say that NDVI and digital images are really good methods to estimate early vigor and biomass. Repeated measures of NDVI throughout the season would give us a better idea about the growth dynamics, and height data will probably be able to add a better predictive power, and the multi-sensor platforms will add more value in the future. With this, I would like to take any questions.
We have some for